morning in 1942. Our mother was blessed with a son who grew up to be young, gifted and brown, with the strength to tear a mountain down, with a voice so young and clear, a chance for everyone to hear. Yeah,
young, gifted and brown.
And as he grew up,
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have a plethora of Christmas music, which is something that is very important in the Philippines. Some may say that Christmas decorations go up in the island nation as early as August, if not September, in the Philippines, along with some community announcements and a few articles this evening. One that actually named a local Filipino restaurant, a brand new Filipino restaurant, its restaurant of the year. Just a reminder to our listeners that if you missed out on last week's show, we had two special guests on the Filipino American National News for the third time on our airwaves. We had Miami Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra on the Filipino American National News. And we also had from the Toronto Maple Leafs left winger Nicholas Robertson. A fun fact about Nicholas Robertson: in 2019, he is one of the youngest players to score a goal in the NHL playoffs. At the time, I believe he was 19 years old, and a lot of things that have been circling around the web as of late, especially this past week, is that of his older brother, who we alluded to, Jason Robertson of the Dallas Stars, that his brother is the leading goal scorer in the NHL. And in fact, I believe he scored another goal today in a loss to Minnesota Wild in a shootout, but I believe that Jason did score a goal earlier in the game. Ironically, in the NHL, you have four Filipino players of Filipino descent in the NHL. You have Minnesota owns Matthew Dumba, who's been in the organization since the day he was drafted. He's a defenseman. You have the Robertson brothers, Jason Robertson of the Dallas Stars and Nicholas Robertson of the Toronto Maple Leafs. And then there is another player, I believe, by the name of Devin Shores, who is currently on the Edmonton Oilers. And there was a player preceding Matt Dumba who may have been the first Filipino in the NHL, and that was Tim Stapleton, who at one point did play for the Winnipeg Jets, and with the Winnipeg Jets this year, as they took on the Dallas Stars, they had a Filipino Heritage Night in Winnipeg. Winnipeg is one of the largest concentrations of Filipino population in the world. I believe if I got the statistics right, there are about 60,000 Filipinos living presently in Winnipeg, Canada. And just a reminder to our listeners, you are listening to Philippine American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. As I said, if you missed last week's show, you can find it on the KFAI website, kfai.org/Filipino American National News, via the apps store, the KFAI app at Google Play and the Apple Store. And if you are on Facebook, you can definitely go to the Filipino American National News page on Facebook and find the video form of those two interviews. And hopefully within the next week or so, we will have that on our Instagram site as well. And speaking of Jason Robertson, if things go well, potentially we will have him on the show later on this month. And most definitely we'll try to reach out to the Edmonton Oilers as well to see if we can have Devin Shores as well. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first song of the evening. But before we do that, in regards to community announcements, on Saturday, December the 10th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be having their Pasko Sa Nayon from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Nena at 651-208-6975. Later on that day at the Philippine Center of Minnesota, the Consular Outreach will be taking place at the Philippine Center of Minnesota at 1380 Frost Avenue, Maplewood, Minnesota. For more information in regards to that, you can contact Alith Flores at 651-216-3338. Right now, we are going to play our first Christmas song of the season. It is entitled Tayo Ang Lagaya ng Isda Isa.
At pagtitipon-tipon, naghilunas sa kalungkutan ang Diyos, pamilya, kaibigan. Sa pagdiriwang ng Pasko, ang pasasalamatan ay kayo.
Paghahawak-hawak kamay at ating pagdadamayan, nakakarating nasan ka man.
Tayong anghel ng isa't isa, tayo na rin ang mga tala, mga tala.
Tayo ang ligaya ng isa't isa, kayo ang regalo ng ating may kapal.
Biyaya sa buhay, kayong nagmamahal. Salamat sa lalim ng ating pagsasama.
Tayo ligaya, ligaya ng isa't isa.
Again, that was a cut to our first Christmas theme song of the Christmas season with Tayo Ang Ligaya ng Isa. And right now we're going to head over to the news desk. And this comes from local website Twin Cities Eater.com, and they named a restaurant of the year, a restaurant that I believe just celebrated their first year in existence, and that is Calzada. For those of you that do not know what Calzada translates to, it translates to street. Well, actually, looks like Calzada opened in April, so we're almost a year into Calzada's existence. In April, Chef Leia Raimundo and Chef John Ochato, that is her husband, parlayed their success with Cafe Astoria and Stella Belle into an entirely new venture, modern Filipino restaurant Calzada. Raimundo, who grew up in the Manila area of the Philippines, makes it clear that her food is not your Lola's cooking. She favors creativity over narrow expectations of authenticity, but roots the menu in essential Filipino flavors and dishes. The Kinilaw features coconut and citrus marinated ahi tuna tartar. The Chicken Dobo gets a little added truffle funk. Calzada's day menu is as compelling as its dinner menu, emerging as one of 20's best new brunches and helping cement the sweet and earthy virtues of ube in the local dining scene. The best moves to share dishes, the tender tocino with egg and garlicky rice, the royal purple ube pancakes crowned with ice cream and mango, and the can't-miss truffle chicken adobo. Prepare to battle for exquisite fatty bites of chicken skin left in the bowl. And this is from So repeated, the TwinCitiesEaters.com. And congratulations, Calzada, who has been getting some rave reviews from many of the local eating websites and critics. The one thing I might want to bring up to some of these critics who as Leia stated in the article, this isn't not your Lola's cooking for Lola's. For people who don't know what Lola means, Lola means grandmother's cooking. There has always been this misconception amongst Filipinos that Filipino food needs to taste like your grandma or needs to taste like your mother's. But a lot of times when I read some of these reviews from Calzada that are pro Calzada, I often wonder if the food critics are actually comparing modern Filipino interpretation in regards to the other Filipino restaurants in the area. You have Apoy, Minneapolis, you have Cocina, you have Phil Oriental, you have, Pinoy Fusion, which is located inside Phil Oriental, and Manila Sizzling in St. Paul. And I think the best way to give a fair critique of one interpretation of the Filipino food is to also taste the other Filipino food and see where this modern take is. You can say it's a modern take and only have one interpretation of the food, but if you don't try the other eating establishments as well, you don't necessarily have a point of reference in regards to what you're basing the Filipino flavor palettes are if you're only taking one interpretation of said interpretation of Filipino food. But hopefully we also see that the other Filipino restaurant establishments out there get as much love as Calzada has gotten from the critics out there, because it would only be fair, just like when you have politicians on different radio shows, that you have, you know, both politicians saying their side. So it'd probably be fair to also go into these other food establishments and also compare the palates of Calzada to the other known establishments in the area as well. Also, we'd like to congratulate a local Filipino-American student athlete, and that is Jacob Anderson of Maple Grove, Minnesota, who is a part of the Maple Grove Crimson football team, who won the 6A state football championship this past Friday against Rosemont High School. Both teams were undefeated. Jacob did catch a touchdown in that game, the first touchdown of the evening. 2 weeks earlier, he had scored the game-winning touchdown against Lakeville South, a team that had knocked them out of the semifinals last year. Jacob, ironically, missed 5 games this year with an injury and came back with a fury to close out his senior year. He's also an accomplished basketball player who also plays on the varsity basketball team at Maple Grove High School. And hopefully also in the future, speaking of basketball, we will have on the show a young woman by the name of Camille McCoy, who is a grad assistant at North Central University here in downtown Minneapolis. She served in a similar position at Crown College as well. And ironically, on the NCU Rams, they have a young Filipina player on their team from Danville, California, a young player by the name of Mia Mabang, and hopefully we can have first Camille and hopefully Mia in the future on the show. So stay tuned for updates in regards to interviews from Camille McCoy and Mia. But right now we're going to play our second Christmas song of the evening. It is from Martin Navera, and the name of this song is Christmas Won't Be the Same Without You.
friends are near. Trying hard to find a quiet moment, sharing love and joy. The children with their toys. Sadness fills my heart to see you go. Christmas won't be the same without you. Christmas won't be the same if you go. All I need to see standing by my Christmas tree is you. Christmas won't be the same without you. Remember when the times we used to spend walking hand in hand until the sun sets. Then came Christmas Eve, the wish you gave to me. How I wish I tried to make you stay. Christmas won't be the same. Christmas won't be the same if you go. All I need to see standing by my Christmas tree. Christmas won't be the same without you. It's been a long, long time. I need you by my side. Hold me tight and don't let go. Let go. Christmas won't be the same.
And once again, that was Martin Rivera with his song Christmas Won't Be the Same Without You. About a decade ago, Martin Rivera was performing at the Convention Center in Minneapolis. I believe the event, if I remember correctly, was to help provide proceeds or raise proceeds for the Philippine Center of Minnesota. Also, congratulations go out to safety of the Minnesota Vikings, Cam Bynum, who is half Filipino and a one-time guest here on the Philippine American National News. In the NFL this week, a lot of the players were wearing cleats and some of the coaches wearing shoes that had special messages, special designs on there. Cam Bynum had his in the Filipino flag colors for a charity that's near and dear to him in the Philippines, and he played a big part in the Minnesota Vikings win today, helping cause an interception by none other than Harrison Smith, who also made Harrison Smith the active leader in interceptions by an active player. And Cam Bynum also sealed the win with an interception of his own in the final minutes of the game. So congratulations to Cam Bynum, who really reps his Filipino culture for things that he does. One of his big thing is his charity that he works hard for is the New Life community. So hopefully in the future we can get Cam Bynum back here on the Filipino American National News. But for right now, we are going to end the show with a song from world-renowned singer Lea Salonga, and the name of this song is The Gift. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Winter snow is falling down, children laughing all around. Turning on like a fairy tale come true. Sitting by the fire we made, you're the answer when I prayed I would find
Programming is supported by North Point Health and Wellness Center, located at Penn and Plymouth in North Minneapolis. This summer, North Point reminds you that if you feel sick, check for COVID symptoms, start wearing your mask, get tested, and stay home if you test positive. And remember to get your COVID vaccine. North Point Health and Wellness Center is now vaccinating children 6 months and older against COVID-19. For more information, please visit northpointhealth.org.
Programming on KFAI is sponsored by Community Action Partnership of Ramsey and Washington County's Energy Assistance Program. The Energy Assistance Program helps low-income households pay a portion of their heating bills. We assist Ramsey and Washington County residents with home energy payments, energy crises, and emergency furnace repairs. We also offer referrals to the Home Weatherization Program. Call 651-645-6470 or visit the website at caprw.org for more information on how to apply.
This is the Minnesota Dose on KFAI. Just 19% of Minnesotans are up to date on their COVID-19 vaccines. To be considered up to date, those 5 and older would have a bivalent booster, and those 6 months to 4 years old would have a complete primary vaccine series. There are still a bunch of clinics offering $50 incentives to those getting their primary doses or boosters. The Igbo Women's League is offering doses Saturday, December 10th at Brooklyn United Methodist Church in Brooklyn Center. The Aliveness Project will offer doses at Twin Cities Rise in North Minneapolis. That's Thursday, December 15th. African Immigrants Community Services has a clinic Saturday, December 17th at the 24 Mall in the Phillips neighborhood of Minneapolis. All of those clinics will offer $50 gift cards to those who get a COVID shot. You can find more opportunities for vaccination with incentives at